3. Ratty. The pier was a bustling, jostling, toe-crushing place, accompanied by the wafting scent of cotton candy mingled with fish and chips, and the strains of carousel music from the nearby rides. The sun, still high in the sky, beat down on the worn wooden boards beneath Tonya's feet, and through the gaps in them she could see the grey-blue seawater swirling below. Everywhere she looked, there were arcade games, carnival stalls, and ice cream carts. Bags of cotton candy were strung above her head like fluffy pink bunting. Everything was noisy and crowded. It was difficult to take it all in. She paused a moment, trying to make out the numbers on the many storefronts. Eventually, she spotted one, number 75, on a nearby souvenir shop, and groaned. Number 9, the one she was looking for, must be at the opposite end of the pier. She tried to set off but was held in place by strong resistance at the other end of Oberon's leash. A little girl had wandered up to pet him, a sticky hand in his fur. In her other hand, she held a melting ice cream cone, which was dripping tantalizingly onto Oberon's large brown nose. Unable to resist, he went in for a crafty lick of the cone. The child didn't seem to mind. "Oberon, no!" Tonya scolded, pulling him away just in time, and Oberon had to make do with licking the melted droplets from his nose. They walked on, past coffee shops and souvenir stands, and toddlers having tantrums, until finally the end of the pier was in sight. There, nestled between a store selling beach toys and yet another cotton candy stall, she found number 9, Pepper's Pantry, a quaint little cafe. Though lunchtime was now coming to an end, it was still very busy. All the seats outside in the sun were taken, but there was one tiny table free, half inside the shop, just beneath the awning. Tonya sat down, hooking Oberon's leash over the back of her chair. The walk in the heat had left her thirsty. Peering into the glass-fronted counter, she saw that the cafe boasted homemade ice cream and an array of locally sourced fruit juices in beautiful glass bottles.